Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you tonight. This is Divine Word tonight, and Jesus, the reason for the season, Christmas coming up. And I want to say to you tonight, those that come on the line tonight, don't forget, we're getting ready to go. This is the last month of the year. 2022 is going into 2023. Some of my prophecy share came true. I was telling Sister Lisa about some of my prophecy, and I told also, I was telling Sister Tanya, and she called me the day on her way back from work, and she's a bishop, and I was telling her about the earthquake in California, and I had prophesied also about the hurricanes back-to-back in Florida. So I want to tell you tonight, as we get ready to prophesy the word, I'm going to give you a message tonight. And it might not suit your taste, but I'm going to give you the message tonight. I want Sister Mary Hawkins from Detroit to come on. I want her to read the 20 to the 27 number of Psalms. The reason I want her to read that, I seen the man, the president from Ukraine came over, and it seemed like they want America to get it back of Ukraine. Well, we got other European countries should join in. And we're talking about giving, I got it wrote down, how much money they're going to be giving out. $185 billion they want to give out from America, which is good, but it ain't good for America. That's taxpayers' money. That's money you pay tax on. By the way, Trump done paid for $700 all the time. He's a president. And I'm gonna leave that alone right now. I'm going to talk over that later on because I know y'all have something to say about that. Jesus is the reason for the season. We're getting ready to honor the birth of Jesus Christ. And some of you don't even know what that means. You just see, you think Christmas, go out to the mall and shop, spend all your money, be broke going into 2023. But I want to tell you tonight about the big lie. And I got to tell you about the lie because it the lie that's been told to all of us and left us like we're not humans. And this is for black, white, brown, whatever it is, the lie been told. And they're constantly telling us lies. So we have to understand what's going on. Jesus is the reason for the season. Santa Claus, not a Christmas tree, is about giving birth and giving life. Thank God for Jesus. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him tonight shall not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you, kind spirit. I was talking to you, Deborah Ann. Shonda didn't call me. I don't know what happened. I was wishing happy birthday to some of you. I gave your birthday a present quickly for 2023. Some of you said, it ain't my birthday. Every day is your birthday when you're in the land of God. Okay, and I'm going to explain that too because this is Bible class night. I hope you got your Bibles because we do a little reading and we do a little study and we ask a little question and I give you a prophecy. Thank you, kind spirit. Let me see. For every letter, every telephone, I got your letter, Sister Sherry. I got your letter. God bless you. Thank you for that seed. But in your seed that you seed it to the ministry, that's a blessing. And this is the last month of the year. Just the last month and next year, 2023, I want you to get your seed in. We have to seed once a year, and we mostly ask for December and January for you to get your seed. Jerry, thank you for your seed. You know, and Mary, thank you for your seed. And I want to thank you for your seed, Sister Pearl. Thank you for your seed. And anybody that's seated, if I didn't call your name, don't think I'd lick it. Kim, thank you for your seed also. And if you got a need, you plant a seed. And we're going to tell you how that go. If you need to call or give somebody this number, 515-605-9890, and they can call at 9 from 9 to 10. That's 7 days a week. On Mondays is Dr. King Movement. Tuesday, Cause Over the Ancestor. On Wednesday, Bible study, a Bible class. We talk about the Word, and we talk about divine healing on Saturday, and we talk about divine Word. And the divine Word means come from God. Anytime the Bible is read, it's the divine Word. Maybe you're so crossed up, you can't get what the word's saying. Tonight, I'm having Mary Hawkins from Detroit to read the 27 number something. That's a divine word. But you have to be able to have enough melon, enough energy to see what the divine word's saying to you. Because it might be saying something to somebody else and saying something to you. It might be saying something to your husband or your children. It ain't saying the same thing to you. It sounds like it, but it's an interpretation that you get. Okay, let me see. Okay, look where we at right here now. Okay, God bless you, Mary. God bless you tonight. Mary?
Yes?
I hear some noise in the background.
That's my TV. I'm about to turn the TV down now. That's my TV.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm watching the news.
What is the weather there, Mary?
Well, we got 28 right now. We're supposed to have snow starting tomorrow, from tomorrow to Saturday, 3 to 6 inches.
Oh, it's 28 degrees there?
Yes.
It's 28 degrees in Detroit?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you can read the 27 on the song.
Okay. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be comforted. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. For false witness are risen up against me, as such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he should strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say of the Lord. Amen. I just read 27 number Psalm. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mary. And that's the 27 number Psalm, to wait on the Lord. The Lord will lift you up. Mary said it was 28 degrees there. Let me see. Hold on. I'm going up to Minnesota right now. Sister Sherry, God bless you. How you doing tonight?
Very good, thank you.
What the weather there in Minnesota?
It's very, very cold. They've closed all the schools today and tomorrow. And the wind is blowing and the snow's coming down, and it's supposed to get several more inches.
Y'all, it's snowing right now there in Minnesota?
Yep, it's coming down
in
really
St.
hard
it's
right now.
It's snowing in St. Paul?
Yes, it is.
It's snowing real hard right now.
Yep.
I thank you for listening, and thank you for your seed, Sister Sherry. And Sister Sherry, I'm going to talk to you. I got a prophecy for you. I'm going to give you a scripture tonight, but I'm going to talk to you because I got something I want to share with you, and it's going to be a blessing for you going into 2023. Thank you. You
okay.
Said zero there? Okay. Thank you for that weather report. In Detroit, it's 28. And I got to find out what the weather is all over. But I want to say to him, Sherry, get your pencil and paper while you there sitting around the altar where you can write these prophecies down. And some of you might need to get it too. Now, I'm going to give a word of prophecy. I got my prophecy book. I'm working on it. I have it out before 2023. I prophesied earlier there would be an earthquake in California. And that's one. It's going to be another one in California. That's two. One this year, one next year. That's 2023. That would be an earthquake in Russia. Put that down. That would be an earthquake in Alaska. Okay. I already prophesied about a volcano that hit Hawaii, but also is a volcano going to hit some parts over in China somewhere over there. And I see now this is what I'm picking up for the Midwest. We in the Midwest, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska, and also that would be and in South Dakota, North Dakota, that would be blizzards in these parts, okay? And it's already started. And down south in Alabama, Mississippi, down in Texas, we're going to have floods, and we're going to have some snow in some part of Texas, okay? So up in California, behind the earthquakes and the floods and some mudslides and fire, this is some of the prophecy I'll be giving out for 2023. This is some of the prophecy we'll be giving out. But I want to say to you tonight, all is well. Now, I told you to get your pencil and paper and write this stuff down. Well, when it happens, the bishop told you. You know. Now, I want to say this. There's another war over in the Middle East. That means there's going to be a war in the east part. That means there's going to be a war over in Israel. It's going to be a terrible war for about 3 days over in Israel. And that's fighting another group that's in the Middle East. So we got a war in the Middle East, and the war in Ukraine ain't our war. We just took it up. That war in Ukraine is for the Europeans, all the European countries together. Now, I want to say this tonight. If the Republicans and Democrats can come together to give $185 million to Ukraine, they all can be able to stop the flow of guns in Mississippi, Arkansas, and throughout this nation, and they be able to be able to ban the assault weapons. They come together for that. What about life in America? What about life in Sandy Hook down in Texas? Life in Ohio, life in Michigan, and here in Illinois. If Congress can, if the Republicans and Democrats can stop fighting and pass $185 billion to fight, how come they can't stop the legal guns that's flowing in these major cities? Something wrong with that picture. I just want to tell you that tonight. When you talk to your congressman, your alderman, hey, something got to be done. Too much killing going on. It's more guns in America than hamburgers. You know, McDonald's, when they got the hamburgers, the kids 17 and 18 got guns. Kids 15, shooting in schools, shooting kids in school, shooting kids in college. And this stuff got to come to a stop. But the Republican and Democrat seem like they ain't worried about that. They were about some sending trillions of dollars across the sea. And right here in Minnesota, people are homeless. Right here in Arkansas, Mississippi, and right now in Chicago, they're sleeping under the bridge as cold as it is. I want to thank the mayor of Los Angeles that declared emergency on the homeless, that gets something done with the homeless, okay? If somebody got to have sense enough to do something right and stop the big lie. Here's Trump been in the office for 4 years, ain't paid for $750 tax. Something wrong with that picture. We're living a lie, people. We got to begin to tell the truth. We live in a lie. Our kids see us lying. Our kids see us and turn them out. We got kids, getting shot at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. Where their mamas at? They out late at night at 2 and 3 o'clock. Police shot a kid over in Pearson. He was out at 3 o'clock in the morning. Where's mama at? Where is the parents at to these kids? These kids robbing and killing and jacking cars. Where is the parents? The parents got to be held accountable, and we ain't doing that. Okay, that's some of the stuff got to be handled. I want to thank you, Brother Jerry. I'm praying for you, Brother Jerry, and I'm praying for Brother Dwight. Keep me posted on him. This is the healing. I was out doing the healing last night. We did a healing session last night. It was very successful. I put it online where you can see it. We were doing a ceremony for a healing spirit. Some of you so caught up in materialistic things that you forgot God is in control. Let me say it again. God is in control. And if you forget God, Mary, did you wake Pearl up? If you don't, call and wake up. I might have a message for her. I want to thank Sister Maxine that called me. Sister Sherry in Monroe, Louisiana, God bless you. And I want to tell you, Sherry, you're working hard in the hospital. Take a few days off because the hospitals are full all over the country. Why? Men is not obeying God. They're not listening to God. And Mary read that 27 number psalm, it means something to all of you. God is a healer, and God can heal your mind. There's a lot of witchcraft going on. Lots of warlocks and witches out here tearing people up. And it seems like the ministers don't want to deal with the witchcraft that's making people sick, the chemtrails, and all the different evil being perpetuated to black, white, brown, whatever you is, you're getting caught up in witchcraft. All over in the school. The kids are messed up in the school. They're being miseducated. Okay? And you cannot, I ain't got to go to the Bible, they're being miseducated because Dr. King had value. I'm gonna play a little Dr. King before I come back, and I'm gonna give you a word of prophecy.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Dr. King was saying that the political system we vote for got to come down to earth and take care of its people. The Democrats, the Republicans, they have to take care of the citizens who put them in office. And it's not happening right now. It's not happening. The judicial system is not taking care of the people that it's supposed to serve, okay? If you can send $185 billion across the water, you can't take care of people right in Chicago, right in St. Paul, Minnesota, or down in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, or Virginia, or what's happened in Ohio. That's got to be a change take place. A change take place with us being able to change some of the stuff that's going on. We have to do it as we read the Bible. And the light of God. Come on, everybody getting ready for Christmas. And you know, some say, well, we out the closet. This week, God is coming out the closet all over the United States. It's cold weather, snowing, flooding, all of that. Why? They're going to say it's global warming. That's what they're going to say. Man is disobeying God. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. I want to ask you tonight, what is your assignment? What sign did God give you? To get on dope, to get drunk, to murder, to kill? You assigned, I want to ask, what is your assignment tonight? Moses was 40 years in Egypt, and they put him out of Egypt. In 40 years in the wilderness, he made it to Mount Sinai, where he got his, what God told him to do. He got his assignment. And his assignment was go back to Egypt and tell my people, tell Pharaoh to free my people. I want to ask you, what is your assignment, or do you have one? Are you so caught up in money and lust and hate? Some of you have been fixed. I've seen a couple of people, they got spell on them. I was looking for somebody to come. I'll call this lady to tell her that it was a spell put on her. And I'm going to tell her when I talk to her. When that spell put on you, it draws you out of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So it's important for you to do that. I am ready to read the 27th number of Psalms. And she read it for you to listen to it and for it to break through for you and open up a door for you. You know, you got to understand, man must obey God. When you obey God, something happens good to you. But it's taking people to obey the will and the word of God. And we done got away from that, but we got to get back serving God with a strong hand. This is for Christmas. This is for them that getting ready for Christmas. This is for Temptation, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye. That was the Temptation saying Merry Christmas to all of you tonight. I want to say this to you tonight. Get ready. Snow coming. Santa Claus coming. All that other good stuff coming. But the word is that God is in control. And all that ways in God, he will direct your path. Prophet Johnson just said it. In all that ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. The path you own should be a path of helping and loving. The path you own should be a path of God blessing you and God touching you in a special way tonight. I want to go to 11:37. Hope you own. I want to see how the weather there at 11:27. Let's see if I got you. 11:27, is you on? Right down there in Monroe, you on? I see your hand up. I hear you. I don't think the people can hear you. Something wrong with her. Something wrong with your phone. Something wrong with your phone. Sometimes I could hear him, but you couldn't hear him. So that was something happening to their phone like that. Don't forget, we will have watch meetings, and that from 10 to, let me see what they say, from 10 to, I've got to go down somewhere. Okay. From 10:30 to, from 10:30 to 12:30 in Chicago. Okay, from ten to 12:30, and from 11 to 1, if you live in Detroit or Atlanta, if you live down south, you're on from 10 to 12. The watching meeting night, you ain't got to go out the house. All the shooting going on anyway. You can't go out the house because so many people got guns. People get shot innocent. People just be walking, and a couple of people got shot in their house. That means there's too many guns and the police outgunned. That means that the people got more guns than the police department got. And Congress ain't did nothing to stop all the killing that's going on. 5 or 10 people get killed in Chicago. 5 or 10 people get killed in Detroit. 5 or 10 people get killed in Louisiana, Arkansas, up in Minnesota, Ohio. Every weekend, we in war ourselves. What you gonna send money over to Ukraine? And we got a war going on here with the dope, drugs, and alcohol. Ain't nobody spoke up to say, stop the killing, save the babies. Teachers scared to go to school. One teacher got shot in school. And then they get the ties cut because ain't nobody seeing about what's going on the inside of America. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that to you tonight. If you got a need to plant a seed, go to my website, theseedabrahamyourtrike.com, and plant a seed. You can write me at Post Office Box 28, 9097, Chicago, Illinois. And you put your request, I will put it on the altar for you, where you can get a divine healing. And we're talking about that tonight. Now, my prophecy for you, and I ain't talking about next year. I'm going to be prophesying for you what's going on with you next year. I got my book, The Miracle of Jesus, going out to you, Pearl, and Mary, out to you, The Miracles of Jesus. It's going out. So I'm going to continue to pray for you and continue to open doors up. But things can work out for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. So you get ready for God to bless you tonight. And I want to tell you that I want you to read Psalms 119, East, West, North, and South, and stay focused for God to really bless you and open up a door for you where you might be able to go to the next level. And it's important for you to be able to say what I'm going to do. And I'm praying for your healing tonight. And this is the last month of the year. And it's time for you to really, if you ain't got to go nowhere, all this snow, stay parked. Stay at home. Because there's lots going on out in this weather. Lots of accidents. I've seen up in Washington state of Washington, trucks all in the ditch and everything. So this storm is coming not just in Chicago, all over the Midwest. And then the coldness, supposed to be one below zero tomorrow here, and throughout down south, 5 degrees. They used to know 9 degrees and 5 degrees down in Mississippi and down in Tennessee, but that's the kind of stuff that's going on. So God is still in control of what's going on. So the lie keep on going, so somebody got to tell the truth about what's going on. And you have to tell the truth about what's happening to you in your life. And once you tell the truth about it, we shall overcome. And you need to tell the truth where you can overcome some things.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. No, I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it. We shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some would be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the
And I believe that what Dr. King said, we will come together in America and make America great like it's supposed to be. And what's going on now, a lot of sin, lots of racism, a lot of racism going on, lots of jealousy, lots of hate, lots of murder. But tonight as we talk about it. If you have something to say about the money sending over to Ukraine, just press 1. If you for it, say yes. If you ain't for it, let me know. I'm not for sending that kind of money over there to fight a war. And we got other countries involved. The other European countries, and they can send money, but it seems like the fight is American fighting, and we didn't get our reparation. You know, everybody got their reparation but the black man. So it's important to understand that we got people that didn't get reparation. And if we can spend that kind of money in a country, and we can't take care of the homeless here in America, we can't take care of people that ain't got no job, looking for a job. I mean, we have to look at the situation, what we got to do in order to change what's going on in America. And we change it by coming together, like Dr. King said. Dr. Martin Luther King was the conscience of America. He said he was the conscience of justice, right, and equality. And you have to understand right is right, wrong is wrong. So you got to understand when people kill and steal and rob, that's not okay. When children, little kids get murdered and raped, and that ain't okay. When other countries send all kind of dope, all kind of drugs. Before I went on the air, is 2 kids, 13, been overdosed. Where are they getting the drugs from the overdose? 13 years old, 2 girls, 13, they had overdosed. So there's so many drugs in our school, in our grammar school, and our high school, and our government has not regulated the drug assumption. They're not regulating the drugs and the alcohol that's coming through our youth. Our youth right now, half of them is on drugs. And the rest of them is shooting and killing because they're okay for you to get assault weapons. Those weapons, them rifles, you supposed to get them in war. They're made for army. Here's a boy got a gun with a 20-round clip in it, a 10-round clip. That's murder. And they go to school hunting with a gun. They go to the grocery store hunting with a gun. That's hunting. They go to the mall with a gun hunting. That's the kind of stuff that's happening in our community. That's the kind of stuff that's happening that they're hunting with that. I want you 53, 50, Psalm 41, 25, and 86, 77, I want you to read Psalm 32, 19, 81, 38, Psalms 34, 02, Psalms 37, 11, I want you to read Psalms 11, 51, and Psalm 57, 57, I want you to read Psalm 44 and 21. 30, I want you to read Psalms 50 and Psalm 30. These are the Psalms that I'm giving out tonight for you to read and get ready, because Christmas is the reason for the season. Don't forget, we're on every night, 5 nights a week. So something can be said to help you. Something will help you out, or you might be able to go to the next level. It's important for you to go to the next level. It's important for you to know that God got a blessing and your name is on the blessing. And that's very important to know, that God got a blessing and your name on the blessings. That's very important. That your name and your name on the blessing, that's a door open up for you. If that's a blessing for you, okay? Mm-hmm. For a special Christmas, because it's coming, so you get ready for that Christmas, because everybody loves Christmas, so get ready for Christmas. Thank you.
Oh, please.